is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A grass fire has burned about 25 acres in Colorado Springs. It prompted evacuation orders for nearby residents and some schools. More than 1,000 people have evacuated about 500 homes in the northeast part of town. Colorado Springs Fire Marshal Brett Lacey says this and others and another small fire have seriously depleted the city's firefighting resources today.
The public needs to take this seriously, be extremely careful with all potential ignition sources. We need help with this.
A second fire at the Skylark Mobile Home Park east of Interstate 25 has also led to an evacuation order. Colorado lawmakers have officially passed a new law toughening up penalties for the sale and possession of fentanyl. The bill was a priority for members of both parties this year. Matt Soper is a Republican representative from the Western Slope.
What we're hearing from our part of Colorado is our citizens want us to do something. They're expecting us to do something. We've heard from our sheriff, our police chiefs, our DAs. We've heard from parents who've lost kids.
The bill will make it a felony to possess more than 1 gram of fentanyl or any drug laced with fentanyl. It also creates tougher penalties for dealers and will expand treatment beds and get more anti-overdose medication and fentanyl test strips out into the community. It now heads to the governor's desk to sign. Highs for Metro Denver in the 70s today. You're listening to CPR News.